Blog Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all.
Still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands there.
And yes, we want to thank God for today. Thank God that that we had a great weekend, that someone in your church got saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody was revived and refreshed this weekend. We just thank God for his word going to and fro over the earth. Truly, saints, we are living in the last days, and so we got to get right with the Lord, because the Lord is soon to return. We hear that all our lives. Some people don't seem to think that the Lord is going to return. But I'm here to beg you different, that God is soon to return. And we thank God that we know his word is true. We know that he cannot lie. So we just want to wait on the Lord, wait on his return with patience, and at the same time, we just serve him with gladness and all of our heart. And we're going to start off this morning with our opening scripture, then we're going to have announcements, then we open up the line for praise reports and testimonies and prayer requests on this morning. And then we're going to go into the word, Down But Not Out, part two, our theme of the day. We brought this word last on Saturday. We had a great service on Saturday morning. And the subject was Down But Not Out. And we're going to continue that today. Open up the line for those that have a testimony or have a story to tell when you were down and God brought your situation back to life, lifted the weight off your shoulder, whatever the case may be, we will all have a chance and opportunity to give God some glory for how he resurrected our situations. We may was down, but we definitely not out in the Lord. Amen. So we're going to go, and then we have our open up the church, and then we have our ending scripture on this morning. Amen. And so we're going to come out of Romans 1, the third verse, our opening scripture reading, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name, among whom are ye also the call of Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and doer of his most holy word on this morning. Amen. You guys hear me? Can anyone hear me? Hello.
Amen. I can hear you.
Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. And so we thank God for the caller this morning that just chimed in. Thank God for all of you. Once again, I want to thank God. I thank God. Give honor and praise to Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for my children, grandchildren on today. And no frantic phone calls in the middle of the night. I thank God for all of you I didn't get no frantic phone calls. We hear live and well on the line. Thank God for your families being safe and children, friends and relatives. We just want to thank God, taking nothing for granted. And we want to keep people and families lifted up in prayer. Amen. So this morning, we're going to go to our announcements. Our announcements is Monday morning, this evening at 6 p.m. This evening, we're going to have Prophet Darnell Whitfield on the Chosen Generation line. That number is the same as this, but the code is 0119978. And that is at 6 to 7 this evening, followed by Apostle York Milton, Kasumi Fire, at 7:30. Same number, same code, 0119978. That is today, Monday. And tomorrow, Tuesday, we will be back on the line tomorrow, Tuesday morning at 6:30, Fellowship of Unity. And then tomorrow evening at 7:30, we'll be joined by, on the Chosen Generation line, Eileen's Vision of Hope, along with, that's covered by our National Mothers, Mother Patricia, and State Mother, Mother Georgiana. That's on the Chosen Generation line on same number as this one, but the code is 0119978. So that will conclude our announcements on today. I'm just thinking, breaking my brain right now. All right, amen. That concludes our announcement. So that's tonight. Tune in to a good word from Prophet Whitfield at 6 o'clock to 7, followed by Consuming Fire with Apostle York on the Chosen Generation line tonight, 7:30. Same number as this one, 0119978. Amen. And so that concludes our announcement. Now we're going to go to open up the line for our testimonies. Let's get three powerful testimonies on this morning. I know God did something for somebody over the weekend. If he didn't do nothing extraordinary, but he woke us up. Let us get three testimonies on this morning. The line is now open for your testimony, praise report, and prayer requests at this time. Would there be one on the goodness of the Lord?
Amen, amen, Mr. Ray. Giving all honor to God, to who's the head of my life, and all what he's doing and what he's going to do. I wanted to say we were really blessed on Sunday morning. The young people showed up and showed out, and God showed up and showed out in the young people. I just thank the Lord for the young people that came and joined us today. Which they came and supported all the minister that of yesterday. I brought the word early Sunday morning, and God showed up and showed out. So I thank God for using me in His service. I thank God for the highways and byways that I can go out and preach the gospel, the real gospel, and let the people know that Jesus Christ is real and He's real in my soul. So I thank the Lord for yesterday. I thank God for what He's doing and what He's gonna do and what He's prepared to do. I'm not gonna take my life for granted because God is watching and people are dying. And we have to be careful, and everything needs to be done decent and order. And we need to start supporting each other and being real about stuff and telling the truth. So I just thank God that I try to do the best I can to fellowship with other churches. But I thank the Lord for my obedience and my faithfulness. Because, see, ain't nobody going to pat you on the back. You got to pat your own self on the back and give your own self praise. So I thank God. But I don't boast on nothing that I do. But God is good, and He's good all the time. So I thank God, and I don't boast on myself. I let other people boast on me. So I thank God for what He's doing and what He's going to do. Amen. And I hope that when people think that they're going to go to heaven, and what would Jesus say? So think about that for the day. What would Jesus say? Because only what you do for Christ will last. So we got to be careful what we do, what we think, and what come out of our mouth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Brown, for that testimony, praise report. Will there be another this morning?
Pastor Smothers, God bless you.
Praise
God. He has not lied to me. He said he'd never leave me or forsake me. Even when I was running from myself, he stuck right by me. You know, God is good as his word. God is his word. And so, I have yet to see a word of his fail to come to pass. He has told us these days were coming. Worse days than that. So we need to get ready. You know, we say limpers. If the good man of the house had known what time the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken into. Well, we need to get our house together. We need to clean up shop. Because when the king is coming, you can't go out there with filthy rags. You know, you're trying to go to a feast. You got to be cleaned up. You got to be dressed up. You got to be prayed up. So you got to go in faith and believing. So these things are happening, and God has told us. He says for us to wake up, not just physically wake up, spiritually be awake. And he says, you know the truth, it will set you free. So if you know that he's coming, and if you truly love somebody, you ought to tell them that God is coming. You ought to try and help them get prepared to meet their Lord and Savior. Because for some of us, it's going to be a terrible day. And for some of us, it's going to be rewards day. But God would want us all to receive rewards. So let's try and help somebody become acceptable unto our Lord and Savior. Amen. That's what I got this morning. I'm thankful that he woke me up physically and spiritually. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Brothers. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Pray. Will there be another? One more. Testimony, praise report on the goodness of the Lord. I know somebody got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord. Well, I do. I thank and praise God for my life, health, and strength, waking me up. Thank God that, like I said, didn't get no frantic phone calls in the middle of the night. I thank and praise God because I heard some good news last night for my sister. You know, God is good, and he will make a way, and he can do things that nobody else can do. You know, my sister went to prison, and she got out several months ago. I think many latter part of last year, sometime in November, she got out. But anyway, and she, you know, she was been going through some rough times, but she's been fighting, you know, and trying to get a job. And well, she had a job, several jobs, and then, you know, things happened. She had a job at Caltrans for a while, and then that job ran out. And she was going to need a place to stay, and I've been worried about her, where she's going to be living at. But I thank and praise God that God put in my spirit to call my cousin last night, and we talked for a while. I asked about my sister, and God has opened the door, gave her a one-bedroom, brand new, everything in it, carpet, walls, granite, everything, toilet, bathroom, paint, everything brand new. And the good thing about that is that only God could have done this, that she don't have to pay no rent for 2 years. Oh, I just thank and praise God. I was overjoyed to hear that and see that my nephews down in Georgia is doing good. God is delivering them off drugs and alcohol and depression. I just thank and praise God that they're looking for jobs, to hear that they're looking for jobs and a fresh start and a new beginning in their lives. And my brother doing outstanding. He's been doing outstanding for the last 2-3 years. I was just overjoyed to hear. Brought tears to my eyes to see my nieces and nephews and my brother and sister doing outstanding. How God blessed my sister with a place to live for 2.5 years for free till she get on her feet. And she got a job. And she got a good paying job as a trade that she learned while she was in prison to be a secretary or administrator in the front office. And if you had to know my sister, you wouldn't think that she wouldn't have been the secretary of a fish tank. But I just thank and praise God that she got that permanent job making good money and a chance to get on her feet. And that is the blessings of the Lord. He will do it. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. So I was thanking and praise God, for all of that, because that's truly a blessing to hear your family members doing good. Because we all we got, you know, and I just want to bless the Lord for all that he done in her and they life. I'm excited to hear someone in they life and they circumstances, the situation, as I am for myself. So I thank and praise God. That is my testimony. I'm overjoyed and just as happy to hear good news in other people's lives too, because we've been down for so long, saints, and when we ought to be happy and ecstatic and very grateful that God is hearing our prayers and hearing somebody else's too. We ain't just about ourselves. Amen. And we ought to be glad that God is hearing somebody else's prayers too. Because he said he rained on the just and the unjust. And so to see that he blessed somebody the way he did that's not serving him is truly a blessing. So prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so I thank and praise God for all that he doing. Thank God for my sons. Thank God to each and every one of them. I thank God for my grandchildren. And I just keep the praises of the Lord in my mouth, and in my circumstances, we want to keep Ayana lifted up and all of you lifted up in the hands of God concerning you, whatever's concerning you, your health, finances, living, job, situation, whatever it is, God got the answer to it. Amen. So that is my testimony of this morning. Will there be another before we move on? Anyone else? Well, I thank and praise God for all. Somebody, did someone have one?
No, I just said amen, Mr. Ray.
Oh, I just thank and praise God for all that, all the testimonies and praise reports. You know, every time we get a chance to praise the Lord, you should not forsake telling God thank you openly. You should never forsake praising God for waking you up this morning, no matter what. And when we have the opportunity, you don't have to be led to praise God. You are made to praise God. It always should be a praise to praise in your mouth. Nobody ain't got to be led. That's a sorry excuse. I wasn't led to say nothing. I mean, you was, you know, well, God, what if he say he wasn't led to wake you up this morning? Amen. So we should never forsake the time to give God glory for even if it ain't big things in your life. Look, little things, God say, if you be grateful and as well as thankful for the little things, he'll make you ruler over bigger things. And some people ain't getting that. So I just thank and praise God for someone else today. May not have a testimony of myself, but just to hear someone else living good and they circumstances is working out, that is a great thing to hear. So if not, there's no other testimonies, we're going to move on in the this morning. Thank you, praise God. Let me do this first. Father God, I thank you for every testimony and praise report on this morning. I thank you for waking us up that we didn't forsake assembly this morning, Father God, but we are gathered here on one accord, Father God. For those that want to be on one accord with your word, body and soul in unity, Father God. You said in your word how good and pleasant it is for brethren to be dwelling together in unity. So I thank you on today for those that spirits that's unified together. I cast down anything that come against unity. I cast down anything that's demonic. I cast down any evil thoughts, any evil spirits on this line this morning. Lord, we thank you that it's one spirit on this line this morning. and that is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. So I thank you on today, Father God, that the Holy Ghost reign upon this line, that it be something said or done, Father God, both that would enlighten the people on today, that they would adhere to your word, and Lord, that spiritual eyes and ears would be open on today. And I thank you, as I decrease, you increase. As we all decrease, you increase on this morning. And we thank you, and we honor you, and we glorify you. And it is so, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen, Lord, to your will. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your ways. I thank you on today, God. You know, trouble come a lot of times on in our lives to show up at the unexpectedly, amen. Trouble show up just when it feel like it. It'll land on your doorstep. And some of us not prepared for trouble to land on our doorstep. Our lives appear to be going good at any certain time, any given time, and all of a sudden there's that trouble show up at our door, whether it's in disputes, whether it's in, you know, street-wise, in the street, bill-wise, finance-wise, physically-wise, emotionally, socially, trouble show up spiritually on our door when we're not prepared. And sometimes trouble can take a man or woman down. You know, it can wear you down. The weight that's on our shoulders can wear us down. Sometimes, saints, amen, that a weight be on our shoulders feel like we're carrying cars, the weight of cars and trucks on our shoulders. Sometimes the weight of cars and trucks on our shoulders, we feel like how can I get them off? When they go get off. And then some of us, you know, be overtaken with this weight. The Bible says that when you in the river, that the river shouldn't overflow you. And that when you in the fire would not burn nor kindle upon your shoulders. See? And some of us, you know, just give up when the weight get too heavy. Some of us don't know what to do. And least and not all, amen, is that we forget to call on Jesus, the one that buries, a burden bearer that will carry the weight, shoulders that can carry the weight of our infirmities. We forget to call on him. Amen. Some of us try to go at it alone. And God said the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. And some of us, these weights are just, you know, shattering to us. You know, they shatter dreams. They shatter hope. Somebody put their phone on mute, please. Can someone put their phone on mute? Pastor Brothers, is that your phone? Pastor Brother.
All right, no more ghosts, okay?
I'm him all the time. Pastor Smothers.
Okay. Say all right, Paul.
Pastor Smothers.
Yes. Sorry. I thought I had it on mute. I'm so sorry.
Man, come on, man. Woo.
Forgive me. I thought I had it on mute. I am sorry.
Amen. So we tend to take these troubles, and sometimes these troubles can wear us out. Sometimes these troubles that we that fall upon our shoulders can destroy a person. Some people don't understand that they're built. When troubles come, They forget that God don't put more on you than you can bear. And some of us tend to take troubles in our lives, amen, and let them outdo us. We give up. We walk with these troubles. We just throw our hands up and say, I quit. Some people turn, and then when you let these troubles come, then you're not trusting God. I mean, when these troubles come and you give up, you're not trusting God. You didn't have much faith in God when troubles land upon you. How many know, amen, saints, that serving God is a suffering period? When you take Christ upon, it may seem like honky-dory in the beginning, but you can rest assured that troubles is going to come and land upon you. You can rest assured that sufferings is going to come. To reign with God is to suffer with God. And to suffer with God is to reign with God. He say in his word, if you just suffer a while, you will also reign with him. Sufferings. When Jesus Christ was here, he suffered on this earth. The Bible says Jesus was once rich, but made himself poor. When he came down here, he came from royalty, although he still walked in royalty. But he made himself as we were. He conformed to as we were when he walked this earth. Troubles came upon him. To get back where he come from, he had to go through a lot of trouble. At some times, his spirit, that when he went, his spirit was down sometimes. Could you believe that? But God went to pray. And he prayed so earnestly that he prayed great drops of blood. The Bible didn't say every time that they didn't know every time that he went to pray. It didn't mention every time that he prayed that he prayed great drops of blood, but we can imagine that it's God that when he prayed earnestly, meaning seriously, for strength. He had to pray earnestly to do 40 days of fasting without eating or drinking. He had to pray and pray some burdens and infirmity. He had to go to the Father. But how many know that on this earth that we own, we don't do what Jesus did. We don't call on the name of Jesus like he called on the Father when he was in trouble, when he was down, needed to be lifted up, when he needed to be refueled, retooled, re-strengthened, he called on the Father. But we look at our situations and we look like, because we can't see our way out immediately, the troubles start to wear us down. But how many know today that you may be down, but guess what? You're not out. Your situation may be sour and it's stinking, but you're not out. Why? Because if you come, the Bible says, I can come to the throne of grace in the time of trouble, in the time where I may be feeling down, in the time that my situation may be looking down. But I can come through the throne of grace in the time of trouble, and the Bible says that God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. We got to know, saints, that we can call on the name of the Lord in the time of trouble. I just gave you a testimony. My sister's situation was looking sour, and it was stinking. But the prayers of the righteous, I don't know how much she was praying for herself, if in any at all was she praying for herself to turn around. But I know one thing for certain, two things for sure, I've been praying for consistently. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So you ain't got to tell nobody you've been praying for them for their situation to turn around. You could just get on your knees and make it your business to pray for one for another. You know, a lot of the Bible say pray for one for another. It don't mean just praying for one saint to another. It means pray for everything. But if you praying earnestly, and I never tell her I'm praying for you. You see, I'll let the results be seen from God. I never tell my brother I'm praying for him, although I pray for him. I never tell my sons I'm praying for him, although I'm praying for him. When my son got shot and he wanted to be mouthing off like you overcame the bullets, then and only then would I have to tell him if you didn't have a praying father, you wouldn't be here today. See, prayers of the righteous availeth much. We got to pray for one another in each other infirmities, not just for lip service, not just for prayer line etiquette, not just to sound holy, but are you really praying for who you say you're praying for? See, we see people, saints, that we haven't seen in a long time. And our departing words are, I'm going to be praying for you. Well, you should have been praying for them. See, a lot of saints ain't praying for each other. And when trouble comes, you need somebody to pray for you. When death hits your family, you want somebody praying for you. When hardship hits you, you want somebody to pray for you. When trouble land on your doorstep, then you want to get to praying for somebody else. What about when trouble ain't landed on your doorstep? What about when death ain't landed in your family? What about when finances are abundantly? Are you still praying one for another, though? The Bible says, cease not to pray. Pray in season and out of season. See, if you praying for somebody else's trouble, you praying for somebody else's marriage, you praying for somebody else's family to be brought back together, all the time, in season and out of season, trouble or no trouble, when you need it, you got equity laid up there with Jesus. You know that you don't got to call prayer warriors or prayer partners to pray for you. You already know that they've been praying for you, whether you're doing good or whether you're doing bad, whether it's in hard times or whether it's in good times. See, trouble, people determine or try to distinguish or navigate through the trouble how much you go pray for one for another, how much you go get on your knees and pray for your fellow saint. If you just heard they was in trouble, would you pray for them? You know, do they have to confront you? Do they have to be in front of you physically for it to cross your memory to pray for your fellow saint, brother or sister, or even that sinner? A lot of saints is not praying for one another today. Only when time or when trouble land on their doorstep. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why some of these prayer lines are not powerful. A lot of these prayer lines are not powerful because people just come in to listen instead of involving themselves, engulfing themselves, ingesting themselves in prayer. It's called a prayer line, not a conference line. Amen. We supposed to be here, amen, in prayer, intercessors for one another. In the every time of trouble, we all in need of something from God. I can't stress enough Acts 12, how they were praying together. Why would we mimic what they did and see God move in our lives? One prayer, two prayers is more powerful than one prayer, even though one prayer is sufficient. But two prayers tend to move more mountains. That's why God said, when two or more gather, then I'm in the midst. See, people forsake that scripture. Oh, they recite it because two or more people are in the midst, and now we want to usher in God. Now we want to incorporate him in. Now we want to mention everybody in prayer just to hear some names called, just to hear your name called. Oh, I know people come on the line, amen, just to hear their name called in prayer. But when it's time to pray for one another, you ain't calling nobody name. You ain't praying for nobody unless there's trouble in your life. The Bible says, Our subject of the day is trouble. Our subject of the day, we may be down. Our subtitle is we may be down but not out when trouble comes. The Bible say we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed but not in despair. See, despair is deeply sorrow. A lot of us let our troubles put us in deep sorrow. A lot of sorrowful darts are thrusted through us. Amen. Despair is discomfort. You can't believe what's happening. See, you are baffled. Despair means baffled. We're perplexed. That means we uptight. We in a land of unbelief right now. We in an uproar. We can't think straight when trouble comes. These are the things that bring trouble. These things that come about when trouble comes about in our lives. And when these things come, amen, that we forget about faith. We forget to stand on our faith. You see, trouble came in Jesus' life when he walked this earth. See, it was always trouble around him. Trouble was asking questions. Trouble didn't agree with him. Trouble sought to kill him, had thoughts of killing him. Troubles tried to trick him. See, these things come in our lives too. Same thing that when trouble came upon Jesus. But the good thing about Jesus is that he had discernment. He discerned the spirits. He knew what they was up to before they knew what they was up to. Because we not Jesus, but yet he gave us the spirit of discernment to know what's trouble and what's not. Amen. Hallelujah. And when trouble comes, we get thrusted in deep sorrow. Our heads hanging. Our feelings hurt. We don't know why. Evangelist Brown sang a song, I don't know why I have to cry sometimes when trouble comes. I don't know why my poor heart has to bleed sometimes when trouble comes. But we got to know, that song also says, we got to know in the time of trouble, there's going to be a perfect day when trouble get out of my way. Amen. We got to know that one day trouble is going to get out of our way. The Bible says trouble don't last all time. Amen. We may be down, but we're not out to trouble. When your situation seems to be stinking and sour and smelling stinking, like Lazarus was down. Not only was Lazarus down, he was down in the grave with a rock pulled over the grave. Lazarus' situation was smelling sour, amen, and it was stinking. And Jesus took his time, 4 days, to come. Why? Because he knew that he could rescue Lazarus. See, some of us forget that when our situations are smelling sour and stinking, we forget that Jesus can rescue us. When he got to Martha, Martha say, what took you so long? My brother been dead for 4 days. The Lord said to Martha, amen, he will live again. Listen, When your situation gets so bad and trouble gets so heavy and you think you down and out, some of us think we down. When we get down, when trouble comes that we're down and we just about out or out, we got to know, like Jesus told Martha, he'll live again. We got to know that in the time when we're feeling down, that we gonna live again. That we gonna rise up again. That trouble ain't gonna last always. And that it's gonna be a day when trouble get out your way. Well, that day came for Martha right then and there. She replied what Jesus said in the book of John 11. She replied, I think it's about 32, verse 32. She replied, in the resurrection, he'll live again. See? Well, that was good of Martha to know that in the resurrection, that there was going to even be a resurrection, amen, that he would live again in the resurrection. See? But how many of us know that even when our situation looking dead, it may look dead, it may look like it got no life. I'm preaching to myself right now. Hallelujah. When it looks dead, when it seems that it ain't got a life, a pulse, when it ain't got no heartbeat, when I can't resuscitate it, amen, when I can't pump the chest or do mouth to mouth, or when I can't do these things on my own, I've got to remember, like Martha, in the resurrection, yeah, I'm going to live again. But I also got to play the part of Jesus, and I got to play the part of Martha and call on Jesus as she did. But I got to remember what Jesus said in this passage. I am the resurrection. Meaning that I am able to resurrect your dead and stinking situation. Amen. God is able to resurrect our stinking situation. When it's dead.
That's right.
When it ain't moving. When you can't mouth to mouth it, when you can't do nothing to rehabilitate it, when they put you in the bag, it's dead, kaput, done. You got to know that it ain't done. Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am what's going to bring it back to life. If you call on the name of the Lord, I will bring it back to life. Trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always, saints. We may be going through something. My sister was going through something, hallelujah. But look how God resurrected her situation. And not only did he resurrect her, she living good. Job, rent free. All because the way, the truth, and the life resurrected her stinking situation. You got to know that if you call on the name of the Lord, God will answer. See, out on the cross, I tell you how God did it again. You got to know that the resurrection, if you call on the resurrection, you're going to live again. Not just in the day of the Lord, but he can resurrect your situation right now.
Right now.
Whatever you're going through right now, you got to call on the name of the Lord and say, resurrect it, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Out on the cross, Jesus had foreseen his ending, and he had foreseen his rising again. Amen. He told the disciples, he told the Pharisees, I'll tear his body down and build it up in 3 days. Amen. Some of you, your situation been going on for 3 months. You got to say, tear it down, Lord, and build it back up in the next 3 days. God can do it. God will do it.
Yeah.
He has done it. And if he don't do it, you know he was able. He resurrected the Hebrew boys. They prayed the prayer of faith. Some of you got to pray the prayer of faith. If he don't do it, I know he was still able.
Uh-huh.
Some of you scared to pray. Some of you scared to pray that prayer. I ain't. Because I know God, if he don't do it, I know he's still able. Because why? There's nothing too hard for God. God asked us a question in Jeremiah 32. He asked us a question. Although he asked Jeremiah, the prophet, but he asked us the same question that read the scripture. Is it anything too hard for me?
No, sir.
I'm going to answer up right now. No, sir. Amen. Jesus was out on the cross. He foreseen his situation. I'm going to die. I'm going to give up my life. But I may be down. But you best believe I'm not out. Basically what he was telling them. I may be down. He was down in that sepulcher. They took him down off the cross. Put him down in that sepulcher. Closed the rock on him. He was down. He went to hell. He was alive and well in hell. Hell, death, hell, and the grave couldn't hold him. He was down.
That's right.
He was down, folks. Sometimes our situation that we in right now, it's in the grave. I mean, it done died a death. It's in the grave. It smells sour and it's stinking like Lazarus. But we got to believe in faith that it's going to rise again. That God, I'm talking about the Lord thy God, that was Jesus Christ and God at the same time, rose him up from the dead. Not only, he rose him up from the dead. Oh, they had covered him up. How many of y'all done turned your back on certain situations that you think didn't happen and God still brought it through? Oh,
yeah.
Ain't nobody going to say amen. Ain't nobody going to give God no glory. Ain't nobody going to give God no glory. Amen, this morning. I thought something was over with. And what about that phone call you got that say, you know what, you've been approved. When you thought it was over, when you thought it was death, when you thought it died and it was stinking, how many of y'all got a call that say that you've been approved? How many situations, other situations in your life that you thought was over with and God brought it back to life? See, you may be down, but with God, you're not out. Because if something's dead, God is able to bring it back to life. Amen. And guess what? His words say, when we die, this death, this life, guess what? God gonna bring us back to life. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody, if you say, everybody ought to say, amen, you gonna live again.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You gonna live again. Somebody don't believe they gonna live again. That's why a lot of saints is full of unbelief. Oh, you Lord, I know I'm going to live again. I know if I die in this life, I'm going to live again. God say, the first in Christ that sleepeth in Christ, the one that sleepeth in Christ, go rise first. I was down, but I'm not out. I'm just asleep right now.
Come on.
I was down, but God rose me back up. Jesus was down, and he got rose back up by the living God. See, a lot of saints don't believe. A lot of saints here don't believe neither. Amen, pastors, brothers, we believe.
Yes, sir.
I believe in the living God. I believe that anything that appeared to be dead is not really dead. Amen.
That's right.
Whatever business deal or whatever financial deal, whatever the judge say, whatever the so-called judge say and all of this, it's not dead until God says it's dead. It may be whatever trouble you went through, whatever trouble you're going through, whatever trouble you're still going through right now, God can resurrect it. He turned Lazarus around. Whatever's thinking right now, like Lazarus, amen, can be cleaned up because we serve the living God. Whatever's buried can be uncovered. God saying this word, whatever's hidden is going to be brought back. Straight up.
That's right.
You got to believe, saint. You got to believe above the spray, above the circumstances that you may find yourself in today. You know, some of you don't believe. Some of you just sit there full of unbelief. Some of you are supposed to be saints and saved and got these titles and don't believe what God say. Amen. Don't believe that God can turn your situation around. Amen. I just gave you a testimony. I know God directed me late last night to make that phone call to give that testimony on today. Not only do God resurrected my sister's situation, and you may not care, but I do. So that's the problem. What's wrong with some of you saints? You don't care about somebody else's situation, and you're not happy when somebody else, when God do something for somebody else. That's why you ain't blessed, because you're not happy when God do something for somebody else. You're selfish saint, selfish prayers. You think of yourself and not others. God said it's better to give than to receive. You got to be happy for somebody else as you would be happy for yourself. Be happy for your brother or sister as you would be happy for yourself. Why would you be jealous of somebody else? You don't want nobody jealous of you. You want folks to be happy for you. You see, it begs the question, when people get saved in the church and baptized and give their life over, and people that's why you don't see too many people rejoicing, clapping their hands. Because folks ain't really happy when somebody gives their life over to Christ like they ought to be. And you talk about encouraging somebody. Well, just don't encourage them with your lips. Encourage them with your actions. Encourage them when God's blessing them to go on in Christ. Encourage that person that got baptized. Don't walk up to them, let me pray for you. That don't do it all the time. People want to see how happy people is. If I gave my, you know, sinners, they'd be scared already to give their life over to Christ. And when they come up out of the water, they don't see us saints rejoicing with them. That's not encouraging. You're not very encouraging at all. I think people are misconstruing encouragement. See, when Jesus came out that grave, and walked around in the midst of his disciples, they were happy. They saw the resurrection. They saw everything that he spoke. The Bible says that if one soul be saved, heaven rejoice. I'm sorry, one soul out of this whole entire billions of people, if one soul give their life over to Christ, heaven is rejoicing. Amen. You see how many people that speak encouragement when somebody get baptized in the church on Sunday, come up to the altar. I mean, get the courage to come up to the altar, tell somebody they want to be saved. This is the process. The preacher preach. The word go out. The word convict. Somebody's convicted. An altar call takes place. Somebody go to the altar that's convicted. Speak a word to the people that's praying for them. I want to be saved. I want to give my life over to Christ and be baptized right now. And go back there and get baptized. Come out, and they don't see no encouragement. Why do you think folks don't stay? I gave my life over to the sinners. Read the Bible too. I just let you know. Sinners read the Bible, and they don't come across the scripture that if one soul give their life over to Christ, heaven rejoice. They never came across that. But when they look at in the church at the saints ain't rejoicing. It's just like something didn't happen. You know, it's almost like they didn't really see what they saw. It's no conviction on the saints that got that's watching somebody come out of the world. Oh yeah, somebody's family is. Because they used to be a gangbanger, or they used to be a prostitute, or they just used to be a hell raiser. And then they came out, their family, their spouse, they rejoicing. But if you look around, you don't see too many saints in rejoicing with that one that just gave his soul or her soul over to Christ. And you talk about you're encouraging. Where's your encouragement then? You can barely get new.
You can barely get saints when the pastor acts or the church acts, all newcomers stand up. Church love on them. Everybody don't love on them. One or two people walk up to the individual. That's why folks don't stay in the church. Oh, this church is not too lovey. Oh, this church I can't get no help from. And you wonder why there's trouble in the church. There's a word trouble again. And you wonder why there's trouble on your job. You wonder why there's trouble in your home. Because you forsake encouraging when God tell you to encourage. You got to be careful about everything. Too much of anything is not always the right thing. Amen. That's why we make mistakes. Trouble. We got to believe when trouble comes that we don't fall into despair. We don't be baffled. We be unremovable. We got to stand steadfast. We may be cast down, but we're not destroyed. Jesus was cast down, but you couldn't destroy him. He go to destroy the devourer. And that's what the devourer hate today. That he died and could and went to hell where the devourer was, slapped the devourer upside his head, took everybody to heaven that was supposed to go, even the one that was on the cross with him. And the devourer was defeated. With no power? Well, our circumstances are defeated too. Our situations are defeated when we usher in the name of Jesus Christ. When we call on our faith, when we stand on our faith, when we don't let trouble overtake us. Trouble comes in many shapes, forms, and fashion. But when we stand fast against trouble, trouble got to get out of our way. The Bible says trouble don't last all time. And always, no trial, no tribulation shall overcome us. No fire, no river shall overtake us. You got to trust and believe that when trouble comes and embark upon your life. And just as much you serving God, you go have some troubles and sufferings. And I'm going to be done with this. You got to get rid of your unbelief. A lot of your unbelief. Trouble gonna stay right at your door because you got unbelief. You got unbelief. You got to believe what God say. And God is when trouble comes, is just trying to build us up. He's trying to build you and I up to something. He's trying to pull you up to another level. When you had to be convicted to come out of the streets just to sit into the pew. When you came from the bottom and you got lifted up to another level just to come to church consistency. Now you became consistent and now you go into church. And since you become consistent in the church, people see your consistency. The Lord see your consistency. And now you go, and that's how you're able to go higher. Now you became just from sitting on the pews, you became an usher, you became a water runner or something. You got a job in the church cleaning the bathroom. Something. See, and you went from there to there. You went from there to there. Now years later, you sit in the pulpit. See, and all along the way, trouble was mounting. Trouble got bigger and bigger. Faith had to grow more and more to overcome. Trust had to come more and more. Some of you need to be planting some trust and faith in your garden and within yourself, planting some faith and trust in you to withstand the troubles that's going to come your way. You expect to go higher in Christ, expect some more troubles. You think winter blizzards back east, snow up to your waist, that's trouble. Well, that's the same trouble in the spirit too. That's the same trouble going to come your way. When you're going higher in Christ, the more higher you get, the bigger devils come your way. The bigger obstacles, the more ridicule and backbiting you go take. Unnecessary too. You know, So, saint of God, have faith in God. You may be cast down, but you're not destroyed. Trouble got to move out your life. Done with this. Line is now open for any comments at this time on the Word of God. Line is open.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Indeed, the line is open. Praise God, hallelujah. This is Elder Prevost, praise God. And we just thank God for the word of God, hallelujah, that just came forth from the man of God. Hallelujah, praise God, Minister Ray Thurman, praise God, hallelujah. And indeed, the line is open at this time. Praise God for your comments on the word of God at this time. Praise God, we are live in the line. Is open. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For the fellowship of unity. Hallelujah. Hosted by Minister Ray. Praise God. And we thank God for that word on tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trouble got to get out your way. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Trouble got to get out your way. Remember that song they used to sing back in the day? Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Somebody ought to say it tonight that I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says this. It says, this too shall pass. Praise God. And the crazy part about it, after it said this too shall pass, a couple of verses later it said, and it came to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Every storm the disciples came through, they didn't stay stuck in the storm. They went through the storm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, the line is open. Praise God. If there's one on tonight that has a question, a comment, a testimony, a prayer request, praise God that we encourage you to do so at this time. The line, hallelujah, is open.
Amen. I thank and praise God. The word that went forth on tonight, I don't know about nobody else, but I know trouble don't last always. So when you give God praise and glory, he will remove trouble out your way. Some of us still going through troubles because we don't open our mouth and praise God. We don't praise our way through at all. And we got to examine ourselves sometimes, render that we
you're fading in and out, Minister, right?
God is looking for people that can press through the troubles. See, he don't allow, but the Bible says he don't put nothing on you more than you can bear. He's allowing trouble to come because he knows that you can get through it. He knows that you can withstand it. God knows this. You just don't know it. See? That's the problem. You just don't know how much you can take, how much you can bear. Amen. But God knows, because he knows all about you. He wouldn't allow this trouble to show up in your life if he didn't think you can handle it, if he didn't think you was going to pray your way through it and fast your way through it. He wouldn't allow it to come because he wanted to show Satan, you can go try my servant. but he gonna praise, faith, trust, and believe his way or her way right through it. Amen. So I encourage you, when trouble come your way, know that God already know that you, he didn't already equip you. You're built to take this. See, some people ain't built to take it, but you're built to last. You born in for tough. You Holy Ghost proven. Holy Ghost is built better than for tough. See, God already know your ending from your beginning, your latter from your former. Things are working together for your good. Amen. Back to your hands, Elder Prevost.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Minister Ray. Praise God. And once again, hallelujah, we thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for that word that was given on Monday. Hallelujah. We invite you to call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every Monday through Friday. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord every morning, praise God. Wake up with the Lord on your mind. Go to bed with the Lord on your mind. The Bible says, he who meditates, praise God, hallelujah, on his word, everything that he does, he gonna prosper. Hallelujah, praise God. How can you meditate on the word if you only get it on Sunday morning? Praise God. It may be on a Wednesday. Hallelujah, praise God. Maybe on a Wednesday. You might go and get a little bit of the word on the Wednesday. Hallelujah. Amen. You may come and sing. If you're in the choir, you're going to sing and praise him on Thursday because it's choir rehearsal day. So you got to do that. That's hallelujah. You feel like you're obligated. So that's the only time. Hallelujah. You getting even a dose of God. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't come to Sunday school. You don't go to Bible study. You know, if your job told you that you had a mandatory meeting, hallelujah, every day, hallelujah, but 2 hours before your scheduled shift, and if you don't come, praise God, hallelujah, there's going to be some kind of penalty. You'd be there every morning. Praise God. If they told you you would get paid extra to come, you'd be there every morning. Praise God, hallelujah. But you can't come to Sunday school an hour before church starts. And then when you get to church, you're late. Praise God. But you ain't late to work because you got to clock in unless you're on salary. Praise God, hallelujah. You're late to work. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. But I mean, you ain't late to work, but you're late to church. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you missed out on your blessing. Hallelujah, because you didn't feel like, you know, it was that important for you to be on time. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. But we just thank God, hallelujah, for the fellowship of morning, a fellowship of unity, morning prayer call on the line with our very own Minister Ray. Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in and who have tuned in on tonight. We will surely have a blessed time in the Lord. We invite you to tune in to the Christ of Christ. Hallelujah, prime time and uncensored. Hallelujah, praise God. So just tune in and be blessed with a word from God. Hallelujah, we have truly been blessed on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God, and we're going to just go ahead and pray out tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for just allowing us to come together and congregate together on tonight in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that you are here. For you said in your word that when two or more are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst, you are in the middle. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this tonight. Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we magnify you. We lift you up. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. And Lord, we want you to know that we love you. Hallelujah. We love you. And we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. I just pray. Let the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of you till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all next time on Care Broadcast Radio Network. Y'all have a blessed night.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lying on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me more than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Ever stop you from crying? Shine my midnight in today. So I just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's right. It's dry. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord.